Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel, Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our second installment in Perspectives on Challenges. We mentioned yesterday the possibility that a person might be having difficulty in life and it might be a blessing in disguise. There's another thing that it could be. We're in this world to do great things. We're not in this world to relax. We're not in this world to have a good time. Hopefully we'll enjoy many of the wonderful aspects of this world. Part of our role is to relax a little bit in the sense that we need to be able to pace ourselves, etc. But we're in this world to accomplish great things. Sometimes the situation in which we find ourselves is not a punishment in the slightest. Sometimes it's an opportunity to do something great, to be something great. The bottom line is that when you think about it, there are circumstances where people do great things proactively. To be very honest, what's much more common is people do great things reactively. A person was living with a great challenge and they still lived with faith. A person had issues, interpersonal issues, and they still rose above the fray to be the kind of person they need to be for others, etc. So many examples of that. The Ramban famously says that the purpose of a nisayon, what we would translate as a trial or a test, is a little bit difficult to understand, because normally when people give a test, a teacher gives a test in school, the reason why the teacher gives the test is because the teacher wants to see if the student knows the material or not. So why does God give us tests? It says this Ramban is in the context of a test to Avraham Avinu, to the patriarch Abraham. It says, God tested Avraham. What do you mean God tested Avraham? God knows what Avraham can do, doesn't he? So the Ramban says that the purpose of a test is letovas hamenusa. The person who really benefits from the test is not God. God knows what we can do. It's us, that we saw what we were able to do. That's a powerful thing to think about. So many times there are aspects of our persona that we're not able to tap into if not for some type of life challenge. And that many times is why we find ourselves in circumstances. Who knows? But we have to see that as a very real possibility. As an offshoot of that, many, many times we realize that we can only effectively help people if we have had similar life experiences. We could try to help people. We could be empathetic. We can do kindness. But to really get where the people are coming from, I mean, many people have been in challenging circumstances will say that it was only the people who had a similar circumstance that were really able to help. I was recently at a Shiva home, and the person sitting Shiva, it was a challenging circumstance. The person had lost a parent at a very young age. And the person sitting Shiva said to me a very fascinating thing. He said to me, you know, you can tell from comments that people make who's lost someone before in a similar type of difficulty and who hasn't. You can see. It's a very interesting thing. It's an interesting thing to think about. So it's a very positive spin to put on things. If we find ourselves in a moment of challenge, to tell ourselves, perhaps part of the challenge is because God wants to give us an opportunity to turn around and help someone else. And when you look at the people who have really done things to help others, some of the greatest examples are of people who have had similar challenges themselves. I think this is a very worthwhile thing to think about. Again, it's not necessarily that God has anything against us. To the contrary, it could be that God is giving us the opportunity to do something great. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.